the Alberta provincial government announced a $13.7 million injection into the modernization of Acme School located in the village of Acme, less than 10 kilometers north of Rocky View County, on March 1. The funds are part of Alberta Education's three-year budget commitment of $2 billion, including 15 new school projects, with the plans for Acme School being the first to be unveiled. The Tri-Campus School, which teaches students from kindergarten to grade 6 and high school students from three different communities, will use these funds to enhance current partnerships with local businesses that offer training for students in a variety of job-specific skills. Additionally, a Memorandum of Understanding, MO, signed between Golden Hills School Division and Red Deer Polytechnic means more modern virtual learning opportunities will be available with the intention to expand the vision and scope of rural technical and trades training within Alberta. One of the quotes that resonated with me that Education Minister Adriana LaGrange said on Tuesday was that it gives opportunity for all Alberta students to have the same experience, said Pam Wade, lead teacher at Acme School. Even though we are rural and we're in a small town, our kids now are going to get some of the same chances that the kids get at bigger centers. It might be through 3D virtual experiences, but the technology is going to allow us to have an equal chance to other students in the province. She credited Kurt Ratzliff, their most recent principal who retired in January, for the work he put into building many of the community connections to make the funding commitment happen. The school worked so hard for those outside business partnerships, Wade said. I think that's why we got the funding, is to continue those partnerships but in a building that better facilitates it. The modernized Acme School will serve as a hub for the community and businesses, said Education Minister Adriana LaGrange during the announcement made from the Acme School Gymnasium on March 1. Upgrades will include virtual reality training spaces for skills development, spaces that support entrepreneurship, and offer improved meeting areas for business connections and seminars, she said. Funding also includes construction of a new accessible gymnasium to replace the current one, according to the minister. Students and the community will benefit from the training and support in job-specific skills in industry, including agriculture, manufacturing, and a range of trades and apprenticeships, all which reside within your community, LaGrange said. She noted there are many funding requests across Alberta's school divisions, and more announcements are expected soon. Golden Hills School Division Board of Trustees Chair Lori Huntley announced the community raised over $1.3 million to support and enhance the project and the commitment from the government. She said this is a model that could be used across rural Alberta in support of student training and local industry. Acme School was built 70 years ago, according to Huntley, and modernization is necessary to update the systems and structure of a building that is at the end of its life cycle. Nathan Cooper, MLA for Olds Didsbury Three Hills, said the Acme Community Hub will be a model for other projects across Alberta. He congratulated and thanked the community of Acme for their hard work in building connections and strengthening the region. A modernized Acme School will be able to offer training and support for students and the community, including developing skills that are much needed in industries that help rural communities thrive, Cooper said. This school will be a huge asset in attracting and retaining students to live and work in rural communities like Acme. LaGrange, Huntley, and Cooper were joined by President of the Treasury Board and Minister of Finance Travis Taves, and David Price, co-founder and company director for Sunterra Group of Companies, for the announcement at Acme School on March 1.